Welcome to More in the Word, a podcast of Moore Theological College in Sydney, Australia, that seeks to glorify God through biblically sound, thought-provoking, and challenging talks and interviews. In this episode, from an interview that I, Karen Bielhartz, conducted in August 2024, Sarah Roots, Assistant Pastor for Kids and Youth at Crossroads Christian Church in Canberra, Australia, tells the story of how she was introduced to Jesus, how she came to do children's and youth ministry, and how her study at Moore Theological College has helped her in her work. We hope you find the episode helpful. So Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you grew up, who was in your family, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I grew up out in Central West New South Wales. So I was born in Parkes, but grew up mainly in Dubbo, where Dad worked as an electrician and Mum worked in one of the local schools. We lived on not a property, but like 5 acres outside of town. And so it was kind of nice to have a bit of that peace and quiet of not being in the hustle and bustle of a country town or a country city. It was me and my 3 siblings as well. And so was there up until the time I came to Canberra for university.
Wow. And are your family Christian, non-Christian?
We were raised in a Christian household, but since I was a child, things have kind of, I guess, become complicated for some of us. And so Mum and Dad raised us to know who God is and have a personal relationship with Him. But since then, it's only my mum and my younger brother and I who still follow Jesus, and the others have slightly more complicated relationships.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, has there ever been a time when you haven't known about Jesus, haven't known the gospel?
Yeah, I can't recall a time not knowing about Him, but there have been key moments in life where I guess there were giant leaps forward maybe, or big aha moments of understanding who Jesus is and what He's done for us. So like, I think one of the clearest moments as a child was I was around 8 and they kind of were speaking about heaven and our sin and the realities of those things. And I was at church and they invited us to kind of make that decision to follow Jesus and have eternity secured and taken care of. And that really appealed to an anxious mind that I had as a child, and thought, if I know the future's taken care of, maybe that's just one less thing on my mind. But I do remember wanting that really clearly, like wanting to know Jesus and wanting to be part of that family, and that it came through trusting Him because of His death on the cross. And so it was that kind of really clear gospel, will you follow Him moment. But it wasn't until very late in high school or early uni years where I started to understand that grace of being saved meant for how I live now. And so got to have some of those aha moments of like, oh, God's not only faithful and takes care of our future, but He's actually had to forgive what's happened in the past and like forgive my sin. And so recognizing it wasn't just like behaving well because I was a Christian, but actually wanting to please God because of the undeserved gift of grace that He's given us. And so that was really awesome because it just exploded my life in terms of that personal relationship with God and like wanting to be in the Word and kind of going, oh, I can act differently in this situation now as I relate to my friends, or it's not just to be good, but actually there's that love and grace that's driving us. And I think from that moment, there was a moment in uni where it was like, all right, will I keep following Jesus or maybe I'll go my own way? And I kind of decided to go all in with Jesus, I suppose, or really kind of say no to the other way of life. And yeah, I think since then it's been really good to see how God continuously reveals Himself to me. But in doing that, I understand myself better. Mm. And so anyway, I think that's what I'm learning in the last 5 years. I just go, oh, I keep learning more about myself. But I do that by knowing God well, and that helps me just be a part of His family and community and kind of serve in those ways. And it's been really nice. But
yeah, wonderful. So what were you doing at uni, study-wise?
I went to do sports management, which wasn't because of a great desire to become like Jerry Maguire or something like that, but I really love sport. I love the competition and community of that. And I didn't think I could do physio. So anyway, ended up there doing sports management. Mainly I wanted to be in Canberra. I don't know, God thing maybe, or I just kind of knew it would be a good fit for me. And so got here and started sports management but cared more about the atheist group on campus and church things more than I ever did what I was studying.
What particular sports are you into?
I grew up playing soccer and cricket, and so I really enjoyed those. I got into touch while I was at uni and a bit of ultimate frisbee. I kind of had the attitude of I'd be willing to give anything to go just to kind of test skills and learn. I love learning the strategy of sport too, and so like working out how to follow the rules and how to do good gameplay and stuff. So I'm like living my best life at the moment with the Olympics on. So lots of different sports there to kind of revel in and things like that.
Yeah, awesome. So then at what point did you start thinking, oh, maybe I should be doing ministry? Like you did say that you cared more about what was going on with the ACS group and at church and stuff rather than studying. But at what point did somebody tap you on the shoulder and say, have you thought about ministry?
Yeah, what the tap on the shoulder? I think I'd kind of started to get involved with leadership things at church. So I was leading a Bible study for church and teaching kids on Sunday mornings. I was kind of involved in the leadership stuff with the ABS group and being trained to read the Bible with people and think about it in that way. And I think I probably would never have considered it until someone I'd been reading the Bible with, she sat me down. Well, she was doing MTS, so she was probably on the lookout for people like me, but sat me down and said, you ever thought about this? And I honestly hadn't, because I think for lots of reasons, but growing up, I don't think I'd seen that many people in formal ministry roles. I don't think I'd seen that many women in formal ministry roles either. And so I really thought it had to be this thing that like God had this call on your life from the time you were a child. Like, I think I believe the Amy Carmichael type of stories of like, I'm going to go and be a missionary overseas or something. And I'm like, that's not me. So I can't be me in this space. But I always had a deep love for kids and seeing kids learn the Bible, and had kind of grown so much myself through others reading the Bible with me. So that when someone kind of tapped me on the shoulder, I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, if God could use me in that way, I'd be keen. And then did attend like some like MTS Mission Minded style. I think it was called Spur back in the day, but went to those and kind of got reminded of the reality of heaven and hell and the brevity of life and the centrality of the cross and those types of things. And so came away from those going, well, if not me, then who? And I'm kind of willing, so all right, let's go. And so I worked for a year after uni to kind of honor my parents, and they had helped me through university. And so they wanted me to use the degree they had helped pay for, and that's fair enough. But yeah, began MTS in 2014, just after I'd done that 1 year of work. So Canberra ATS was at that time linked with Crossroads Christian Church. And so you did a dual MTS. So I was on the campus of ANU with students and helping train students there. But I was also doing kids ministry on a Sunday morning with Crossroads, and yeah, learning how to coordinate a ministry like that and write programs and train leaders and things like that. And so, yeah, it was a really good 2 years. I learned there's a lot of like self-reflection and learning how the behind the scenes of church and ministry work, that there's a lot more questions you need to ask rather than just turn up and do things. And yeah, probably I wouldn't have used these words back then, but you know, learning that God's at work and we trust him to be at work, but we also need to plan and do work alongside that. And so, yeah, it was really helpful in that way. And as I was coming to the end of MTS, I wasn't quite ready to come to college for various reasons. So God provided a job at another church here in Canberra to be their kids minister. And so I worked there for 2 years, coordinating the kids program, training leaders, being in the youth ministry. And so that was really helpful. By the time I got to the end of that, I was like, oh, I need college. And so went along to college at that point in 2018.
Yeah. So you obviously have a heart for kids and youth ministry.
Yeah.
And you did mention you got a deep love for kids and seeing kids learn the Bible.
Right.
Is there other things in particular that make you really love that area of ministry and have the passion for it?
When I remember the people who taught me the Bible, like as a kid, and it was my parents, but I watched my mum serve in the kids ministry. So that model, but like the other older people in church who taught me from the Bible as well and wanted us to learn about these things. When I was growing up, I didn't actually benefit from her ministry, but there was a woman at my church in Dubbo who I think reflected this deep love too. She just cared for the young people in the church. And so they would do very creative term programs, but would bring on the youth to be junior leaders and things like that, and cared about them loving church as well and learning from the Bible. And so I think those things were kind of like the building blocks. But then I think it was when I was at Crossroads and that idea that they really wanted to see kids not just learn stories from the Bible, but actually learn the God of the Bible and learn about Jesus. And so that faith is very real and genuine at a young age, which I think I would have believed for myself. But when I looked back, I was like, oh, I think I just learned stories out of kilter and it was very much like Jesus focused. And so this idea that we could teach the Bible in its entirety and like teach kids about Jesus from all through the Bible and with biblical theology and stuff was new to me.
Mm.
And so I think I just fell in love with the idea of creatively teaching and age appropriately teaching the Bible to people so that at any age they could have a confidence in who Jesus is and what he's done for them.
Mm.
And kids are fun. I get sad when people think they're not fun or that they're noisy and annoying and stuff like that. And so I just love being able to walk alongside them. And lately at church, there's a young girl who just loves to tell us how much she's encouraged by her leaders and the impact that they're having on her life. And other kids who drag their parents home early to come to our after school kids club and things like that, again, because of the leaders and the friends that are there. And there's just something special in their enthusiasm too. They see the thing and they know to go after it.
Mm. You said you weren't quite ready for college after MTS, and so you took that other job.
Mm.
Was it that made you not feel like you were ready for college?
Yeah, it was various things. I think largely I'm not great with change. And so there were a few decisions behind going, what do I do at the end of MTS, that were, I guess, overwhelming me in a sense. But one, it was like, am I ready for such a big change? I have to move towns. I think it was just this real question of like, what's the right or wrong decision at this point? Like, which college do I choose to go to? I think a little bit of question of self-confidence of, do I actually have what it takes? Like, college is a big investment. What if I'm just faking it or something? Like, I guess that imposter syndrome of like, maybe I'm faking it in ministry and people are saying I'd be all right, but maybe I wouldn't actually be. I think I wasn't quite convinced of the need for theological education. I'd kind of been doing the job all right over the last 2 years. Not that I didn't trust theological education, but couldn't quite see how it was benefiting those who were training me. And I think I needed to kind of, well, in the end, being in the role of the kids minister, kids in youth space, it was like, oh, I need this foundation and this grounding myself, because I was always having to go to someone else. And so my work was just twice as hard most of the time because I couldn't start the process of working out how to help somebody by myself. I kept needing one of the other pastors to help me out or something like that.
Mm.
And then just some self-growth stuff, I think, in there. I was just still working through how to do life well and things like that.
So going into college, did you have any particular expectations of how it would be or any anxiety or that sort of thing?
I hadn't studied in a long time. It was 5 years since I'd finished my degree when I got there. I hadn't been great at study during university, and I thought that I had been because I was distracted by other things, or I guess a belief that maybe I'm just not great academically. And so I was a bit nervous about just the study side of it, and it did take me probably the better half of the first semester to work out actually how to get content in and to be revising it. Yeah, I think I've heard a little bit about the best and worst of college. So like, everyone was convinced you'd kind of make friends for life there, and I was a bit skeptical at that at first. Or yeah, or just like the in community side of it, I could understand the benefits of, but also I was nervous of what that would be like. I just had come out of a very difficult house situation in 2017 beforehand, so it was a bit like, what will my roommates be like?
Mm.
But yeah, I probably, for the most part, and probably throughout my entire college degree, was always mostly fearful or anxious about that being found out as like being a fake amongst the real people or something. Like, they're just the imposter syndrome of like, am I really on the right path here? Like, could it be that I love God enough or have a heart for a certain type of people? And for the whole time that was there, and then it probably took about the 4 years to work through the fact that we've all got a heart for God and it's going to express itself differently. And so you can just love people's strengths and be proud of your own and those kinds of things as well. But yeah, and getting used to the study and things like that as well of people, again, their strengths and weaknesses and my own and things like that.
Yeah. So during your time at college, did it work out that the study aspect was the most challenging thing? Or was there something else? Did your time overlap with COVID slightly as well?
Yeah, it did. So I suppose you could say study in some ways was the least of my worries. My first year, we were moved out of Carillion. Second year, there was that Carillion stuff kind of being finalized. Third year was COVID, and fourth year was COVID 2.0. Mm. So, yeah, disrupted kind of study patterns and community life, you could say. I think I also, over the time, had to come to terms with living with anxiety. Kind of knew I had anxiety before I got to college, but hadn't really accepted it yet. So there were a few big moments over those 4 years where reaching like rock bottom and trying to work out how my brain works and interprets the world and things like that. And so, yeah, and normally brought on by fairly considerable stresses outside of that. So, yeah, things like moving or not knowing how we're going to study or, yeah, in fourth year, there was a combination of like I had 5 assignments due in 2 weeks and my nan was dying and something else was happening. Anyway, it was pretty full on. Again, living through it, not great. On the other side of it, really thankful for what God was doing in that time. Really great to be able to be learning about God while you're trying to cope with anxiety in some ways and have a lot of support around you. And I think at times the study and the essays I was writing were so helpful just to kind of be reflecting on those aspects of the Christian life or on a certain aspect of God's character or like the work of Christ. Or even just your Anki desk, maybe. Like, you're just doing great. You're kind of marveling at all that God's actually given us in those ways. But it was just, like, the perfect combination of, like, you're studying, but then I did have this faith to actually be working through the personal stuff as well to kind of come out the other side with a much more realistic view of the way my mind works and approaches things. But then having the foundation of a really strong understanding of the Bible to kind of work that through as well.
Was there anything that surprised you about college while you were here?
Probably a lot. Part of the quick decision making was that I did no research into more at all. When I first got there, this is going to sound so silly, I was surprised at the Anglicanness of it, which is just like, it's the Anglican Training College, so I don't know what I expected. But I didn't grow up in an Anglican church. I knew of it as a denomination and kind of roughly knew what they believe. And so I think that was surprising to me to learn about the history of the Anglican church and their place in history, like not only as a denomination, but just kind of coming out of the English Reformation and things like that. And then just getting used to chapels and prayer book services and things like that, which was really great. I really enjoyed them and felt enriched by them. So that was a nice surprise. I think the community thing, again, I don't think I'd properly thought about what it's like to be in community with people or maybe like the extracurriculars of being at college. Like it is really different to your university experience. And even more so now, you can kind of tap in and out of uni, watch things online, you go to your cheap and things like that. But the community adds a richness, but also adds trickiness, I suppose. You've got lots of different desires and expectations built in. So not only your year group, but the area you're living in and things like that. And so I think I was surprised at times about how little I wanted that. And I was kind of like, enough. But as soon as I moved away, it was like, oh, actually, that was really nice. It's so hard to organize life when you're not just like 2 minutes away from other people. Or you can put a call out and say who wants to hang out. And there'd be like, I don't know, 2 or 3 people who are ready to do that at a moment's notice. Mm. So maybe more like post-college surprise on the way it had worked its way into my heart a little bit.
What were some of the big things God was teaching you during your college time? Because you already talked a little bit about you were learning about God and learning about yourself and how the two have fed into each other. Do you want to add to that at all?
I think I learned that you can never learn enough about God. There's like things, I mean, the Bible does say that he's a bit like a bottomless ocean or something like that. Like it just keeps going. I think came away with a deeper appreciation of, they talk about this to you in orientation week, but like you've got biblical studies and then Christian thought and then Christian ministry to cover the units that you're doing. And I think maybe if you'd asked me beforehand what I thought I was going to be learning at college, again, went in with zero prep, I probably thought it was all going to be up in that biblical study bit. And it's just like, just teach me how to read the Bible. But actually, because God is so relational, preparing for ministry wasn't just about filling up the knowledge tank and knowing the original language or being able to sound like a commentary when you come out of it. But that college was really keen to shape our character alongside that and to shape our thinking so that we could face most things that come up and that. And so that's been reminded, God is the God of the Bible, and then he works through all these different ways.
Yeah. Now that you finished up at Moore, so you're at Crossroads Christian Church in Canberra. What do you do there? And also, what is the church like?
So I am a kids and youth pastor at Crossroads. We really want to reach Canberra. We are based in North Canberra. We want to see disciples of Jesus in Canberra and beyond, but based in North Canberra. We have four services that meet concurrently on a Sunday, so two in like the inner north. Over the four services, we might have like close to 800 each week. That's including our kids and youth. I work with Andy Copeman, who's also in the youth space, and Karen Rutter, who's in the kids space. And so not quite right to say we job share, but we have joint responsibility over those areas between the three of us. And I'm kind of this connection link between the two. I think that goal when I first came on was to help give a unity to the kids and youth ministry overall. But in reality, it's a little bit different to that, but it's lots of fun trying to work out how to do that with one another.
So how has your training at Moore helped you in this role?
When I was finishing up at my role at the other church in Canberra and talked about acknowledging and recognizing that missing foundation, like I knew how to read my Bible and I knew how to read it well, but there was just this breadth of like, how do you piece together doctrine and how do you know where to go for certain questions that people have and things like that? And I think the training at Moore really helped me to, I guess, fit all of those pieces that I've already had into a neat package. But I also got to really think about them for a long period of time, which meant I grew in my confidence of knowing the history behind why we think that certain things or the traditions we follow, or thinking about, oh, there's this heresy of modalism, but that's actually not a new thing. It happened all the way back with the early church fathers. It helps you kind of piece together how we've been wrestling with God's revealed word the whole time. And so when it comes to questions that the youth or kids have or trying to teach something, practically my program writing is much more filled out now. I'd be like, all right, here's the passage, teach it this way. But now I actually know how to help piece together a program in a more kind of, it has more continuity and it's a whole unit as opposed to just like lesson after lesson. I mean, they're not embarrassing because I just haven't been trained yet, but the ones I wrote beforehand, I'm like, oh, what was I thinking? They're just missing things. They're missing that depth and that grounding that I think I only have now because of college and because of the things I learned there to be able to hold the bigger picture together while zooming in. I think pastorally in kids and youth, it's hard to pinpoint, but probably college has helped me in that. Going back to that, I know myself better and I know who I am in God with greater confidence. And so it just means I'm thinking about myself less, maybe, when I want to be thinking about the youth and caring for them. Just being able to spend that time at college to reflect on who God is and reflect on that in myself, I think has had great benefit. The first couple of years was still a bit dicey after college, but now that I'm 3 years out, like much more settled, and I think it just helps me be able to train my leaders. It helps me be able to direct them in discipling the youth or kids underneath them well, and thankful for that.
Wonderful. Last question. What are the things that you love about serving in Canberra as opposed to the big cities or whatever?
Yeah.
What is it about this kind of ministry that you're passionate about?
Part of the reason Canberra specifically is because I knew the team here. Again, that's that practical thing. I was like, I could see myself serving here. The team I trusted and I knew I could work with them. But missionally, I guess that what compelled me to actually come here. One reason I think I keep thinking about is because Canberra was so pivotal in my own walk with God or my own faith journey that, like, I often say, you know how they talk about developmental years with children and things like that? But I often say I had my developmental years here in Canberra. So, like, I grew up as a Christian here. And it only happened because of people serving here, wanting to see young kids come in for uni, leave with a love for Jesus and serving him their whole lives. And so I'm really on board with that. And I want to see, I mean, everywhere you live is a type of bubble, but Canberra has a real public service, comfortable, because we are called the most comfortable city in the world or something like that. People's incomes are crazy high. There's a lot of political correctness in terms of people are thinking about policy and red tape and things like that. So there is this Canberra bubble. We think in a very unique way. bursting that bubble when I went to Sydney was a real shock too. Like, yeah, I know, but actually it is. And so it's hard work in that sense because some things move slower than in other areas. But just, again, wanting to see kids and youth not despairing at the state of the world or being drawn into political correctness or even that desire to follow jobs and career. You just want to see them on fire for Jesus. And so, like, a goal for youth is to see kids leave school on fire for Jesus. And we want to see youth come to faith as well. And with kids, I guess it's growing up knowing that they're part of God's family and wanting to serve Him from a young age.
Mm.
Being able to do that with a team that I love and trust is really great.
Yeah.
Growing up regionally too, it's just like resources, people who are there to stay, people who want to invest in your life. I mean, you need that everywhere, but it's just harder to get in regional areas. And so leaving college, I was considering jobs in Queensland or like out in Armidale, or if I knew people out there, I'd probably have gone anywhere.
Mm.
It's kind of that I don't want kids to miss out on what I missed out on, but yeah. I don't think I actually missed out on anything too much. But you want to be that person, the people I had, you want to be that for them too.
Thank you for listening to More in the Word, a podcast of More Theological College. Our vision as a college is to see God glorified by men and women, living for and proclaiming Jesus Christ, growing healthy churches, and reaching the lost. This interview is just one of many from the college's 100 Ministry Stories project. For more than 160 years, More Theological College has been sending men and women into a wide range of ministries in Sydney, every state of Australia, and almost every continent in the world. The 100 Ministry Stories Project helps us to remember and praise God for the work that He has been doing in the world in our times. Remembering what God has done in our lives helps us respond to our world in steadfast hope. It is our prayer that as you hear how the Lord is at work, you will be encouraged in your faith and built up in joyful assurance. Find out more on our website. That's more.edu.au/100, spelt out in numerals. If you are a graduate and keen to contribute to the 100 Ministry Stories Project, we would love to hear from you. Get in contact with the communications team to express your interest or to find out more. You can find out more and register by going to the More College website, more.edu.au. If you have not already done so, we encourage you to subscribe to our podcast through your favorite podcast platform so that you'll never miss an episode. For past episodes, further resources, and to make a tax-deductible donation to support the work of the college and its mission, please visit our website at more.edu.au. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and leave a review on your platform of choice. We always benefit from feedback from our listeners, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can email us at comms@more.edu.au. The More in the Word podcast was edited and produced by me, Karen Bielhartz, and the communications team at More Theological College. The music for our podcast was provided by Mark July from Pixabay. Until next time,